The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I'm afraid our suspect had you, Tony.
My tracker. This is one of the photos I took.
Have you heard anything new on Kate and her crew?
From what I heard from Pierman, he's directing Horace, Barnes, and Kelly back to the side.
Rick took too many risks. I believe his ship was hijacked by Rage twice.
That's what he told me.
I'm not too concerned about the Ulysses. If Rage tries to board, we have defenses in place.
I understand you have the new hyper-ion drive system installed.
And I'm anxious to see what it can do in open space.
The IDF has a couple of scout fighters near the Titan portal. We're waiting to see if Wi-Fi is going to pursue Lister. If he does, you may be transporting another Marine squad to trail him.
The time is drawing closer for my total control of Rage. Once I have dispatched Lister, there will be no question of who has authority.
Horace, we might have a problem.
What's up?
Mac and Hernandez just called in. They found Stefan's van.
And now, episode 120, The Switch.
Hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker. Kelly, Jim, and I just arrived in Annapolis. Go ahead.
Mac called and said that he and Hernandez have located the van we captured on surveillance video and on my trail cam at Essex Park.
Any sign of Stefan or his accomplice?
Thankfully, no. There's a crime lab unit en route to process the van.
Where's the van now?
Abandoned on Charles Street.
Anywhere near the old blue police box stip?
In the parking lot right behind it.
You mean to tell me there's a blue police box in Baltimore?
Well, it used to be blue, but the city covered it with mosaic bits of glass. I think there was trouble with sci-fi fans gathering around it like it was some sort of shrine.
Are you going to be able to go down there and observe?
No, unfortunately, I'm a junior officer here in Baltimore PD. But Captain Richards is on our way. We've got to get these guys before the department does. I've contacted Pierman, and he's going to notify our contact at Homeland.
I'm sure Holiday will be all over it. When we captured Von Lange, Homeland was on us before we could even get him to state his name.
That reminds me, how's Kate doing?
As well as can be expected, she came through her surgery just fine. Now, it's time for rehab.
You think she'll have the patience for all that?
I doubt it, seriously.
Agreed.
It's unanimous.
But I can certainly vouch for the people there. When I was rehabbing, they didn't put up with any excuses. She's not going to leave there until they determine she's ready.
And I think once she realizes that, she'll put in the work to get out faster.
Sounds like we won't have to wait too long to get her back. In the meantime, we need to get you three in the loop. Get back to Hawk Haven. Get some rest. Then report to the Roosevelt Stip for transfer at 0800. We know they're aware of our dummy headquarters, so we think it's safe to transfer you to Martin State. From there, Pierman will give you your instructions.
Sounds good. Hope to see you soon.
Roger that.
Hey, everyone still up for lunch?
Sure, Kelly. Where's your car?
In the parking garage, right behind the restaurant.
That's good.
Why's that?
Well, because it's been a long time since I had a good Earth meal. You may have to roll me to your car.
It's been quite an eventful day.
Yes, I've discovered the joy of bacon.
If you eat any more of that, you're going to grow a short, curly tail.
Really?
No, but too much is bad for your heart.
Which one?
He has more than one heart?
We have two, which makes us harder to kill.
And two livers, which helps them to drink a lot.
Speaking of which, can we stop at a bar on the way back?
I think not, Sam. There is plenty to drink at the hotel. I'm not quite ready to leave yet. I'm still a little upset at our suspect discovering my tracking device. It's like you said, Soren. I'm sure he suspects that I was the one who planted the tracker.
You can't blame yourself, Simon. Without a damaged fender, he would never have found it.
He has a new fender, which means that he got a replacement and got it quickly.
My money, if I had any, would be on the bike shop we visited on day one.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I get a sense that the owner was hiding something from us.
Tomorrow morning, we'll follow up on the shops to the north. You can go back to that first shop. Lean on them if you have to.
That's my specialty. I can get him to confess to anything.
No, Sam. I mean impress upon him that we are looking for a suspected terrorist. and withholding information will not bode well for him.
My way is quicker.
Detective Lowe, would it be possible to get a car for about an hour today?
What do you need it for? It's almost quitting time now.
I want to go back to the tower and see if I can get some numbers off the relay. I'm thinking that if I can get them back to MI6, I might be able to get more information.
I thought that MI6 was on a need-to-know basis, and they had no need to know.
True. However, we have our ways of getting information.
So I've heard.
I'll see if I can arrange a car for you.
I appreciate that, Detective.
I'll call down to the motor pool and see what I can get. I assume you have your international license with you?
I never leave home without it.
All right, Sam. Looks like it's just the two of us for supper.
Excellent. That's one less person to share with.
You do realize that our meals are separate. You don't have to fight everyone from a single large bowl.
Well, that kind of takes the fun out of eating.
Okay, Simon, we have a car for you.
Excellent.
Come on, Simon. I'll walk you down to the motor pool.
Thank you.
That means we can go eat now?
Don't worry, Sam. You'll get plenty to eat tonight.
Sorry.
Yes?
I suggest you stop somewhere and buy a large plastic rubbish bag, cut a hole in it for his head, then take him to an all-you-can-eat restaurant and let him loose.
Hey, I like the sound of that.
Lord Zokar, we are ready for your portal passage. On your command.
Very well. Contact our fighters to verify clearance of all IDF vessels.
Stand by. Fighters are reporting that the portal zone is clear.
Very well. Stand by.
Affirmative.
Mandu.
Yes, my lord.
Is the ship ready for transfer?
Battle stations are manned. Fighters are on standby.
Computer, proceed with portal crossing.
Proceeding in 3, 2, 1. We are clear the portal.
All ahead, 1/3. Notify escorts to form on us.
Affirmative.
Bring the ship to code Amber.
Attention, all personnel. Portal crossing complete. Negative hostile contact. Resume Redcon level Amber.
Fighter escorts in position.
Very well. Set course for Titan 4. All ahead, full.
Course set. All full ahead.
My lord, will we be docking at the Titan 4 port?
We will enter into a geosynchronous orbit and look for the Ulysses. If we do not intercept it, we will continue to the southern continent and rendezvous with our exiled brothers.
Should I prepare our fighters to engage and destroy?
Only as a last resort. I want to take Lestra alive. The Ulysses does not possess offensive weapons. I shall scan their wireless signals when we get in range. I may be able to disable their electronics and put it in drift.
Then we will execute a forced boarding.
I should be able to open their bay doors.
And if we encounter resistance?
Use extreme prejudice and neutralize.
Yes, my lord.
Lord Zokar, I have intercepted radio traffic from Titan 4. The cargo ship Ulysses is on its final approach to the docks.
Very well. Set course for the southern continent's main dock.
Course set.
Instruct the fighter escorts to begin docking.
Affirmative.
Landing crews, prepare to accept fighters. My lord, why don't we go to Titan 4's main dock and just take Lister?
Patience, Mandu. A confrontation at the crowded docks would draw too much attention. I know our former master. He will seek out our exiled soldiers in the western continent. The population there is small and rage-friendly.
I see. If we get there first, perhaps we can win the trust of our former fighters.
And they will dispose of Lister for us. Then, and only then, will the glory return to Rage.
SIS, Officer Nelson.
Good to hear you're on the job.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing some real police work today. They got me cleaning the coffee pot. Any news?
I'm just leaving the North Charles Street Stip. And it looks like Mac and Hernandez got the right van.
That's not good. Well, since you're leaving the scene, I can only assume you're comfortable with whatever they might find.
I think our suspects are pretty cautious. I don't think we're going to find much. What's bothering me is why did they abandon it here?
Or why did they abandon it at all? Did they just walk away, or did they get another ride and leave the old one there?
Well, if they didn't have to replace it, they could have left it here and just walked over the bridge right to Penn Station.
That's a possibility. My guess is that they're still here. They think they know where the STIP headquarters is, and their mission is to either destroy it or take the STIP to central headquarters and destroy everything they can.
Whatever the case, I feel like we're back to square one. The Bolo's been canceled, and I've notified our Philadelphia people to concentrate on who the second player is. They'll work between Lancaster and Westminster.
Are Mac and Hernandez still in sight?
Yes, they're checking the area for traffic cameras.
Oh, great. That means I'll be going through hours of footage again.
As far as I'm concerned, that's a plus for us. I'd rather you find something rather than them.
I already let Horace and the gang know about the van. I think their plan is to go back to the Eastern Shore and await instructions from Pyramid.
Good. We'll need all the help we can get. We need to get as many eyes on this as we can. I'll be there soon. In the meantime, contact Pyramid and bring him up to speed on the van. We're having the van towed back for a closer look after the crime lab does their initial on-site evaluation.
That's good. I'm sure Pyramid can get some of our IDF lab rats on it. With their advanced technology, they might find something our techs missed.
Also, be sure to contact Agent Todd and tell him to look for something other than the van.
Will do.
See you in a few.
Well, I have to say, that was a very pleasant meal. It was nice to eat off a plate rather than squeezing dinner out of a tube at zero G.
You know, if I was on this floating bucket, I'd spend most of my time here in the 1G module.
I agree. I'd sit here and spin all day. Vlad, I compliment you on the meal. You are quite the cook.
Thank you, Tika. It's really nice when you have good ingredients and good company.
So how do you do meals on Mercury?
We've mostly prepackaged frozen meals or ready-to-eat meals. Occasionally, we'll get a shipment of fresh veggies or meats. One of our crew members is a good cook. That usually happens on a long haul.
I wish we'd do it more often.
Hey, we're not a luxury cruise ship. We've got a business to run.
Maybe I will retire and cook for you.
That sounds nice.
That's not going to happen, Vlad. You're here until the end of your tour. After that, you can take it up with headquarters.
Just a thought.
You'd probably do best here. Besides, we'd get tired of pierogies and goulash after a while.
Since you came here without a crew, how do you plan to operate if you have to go to Titan IV?
We have a standing arrangement with the controller. When we're here in situations like this, they're responsible for housing my crew. Once we receive orders, the IDF will transport them back to the ship.
Commander, incoming call from the controller.
Looks like it's go time. Patch him through, George.
Patching through. Go ahead, Commander.
Commander Sims.
Commander, I see you have the full crew there. Sorry to interrupt your dinner.
That's quite all right, sir. We were just finishing up. Do you have news for us?
Our stealth fighters on the other side of the Titan portal are reporting that Wi-Fi has just crossed over. His current trajectory will take him to Titan IV.
So he is in pursuit of Lister.
Nate, a BAT detachment is en route to the VSS as we speak. Your mission is to get them to Titan IV, and then stay in orbit until their mission is complete.
Sir, we haven't had the opportunity to test out our new ion boosters.
He's right, sir. We have no idea how the ship will react. We didn't have the opportunity to do a shakedown cruise.
I understand your situation. You'll just have to put the Mercury through its paces on the way to the portal. If it is as fast as you say it is, you'll be right on Wi-Fi's heels once you pass the portal.
Which scares me, sir. We have defensive measures, but limited offensive systems.
That's why you'll have a Marine detachment with you. Once you clear the portal, they will deploy. We know that Wi-Fi has small fighter escort running interference for him.
Sir, when can we expect the Marines to arrive?
I'm sending Robo 4 their transponder codes now.
Codes have been received. Radar contact. BAT will arrive within one time unit.
Contact me when you're ready to depart.
Will do.
End of transmission.
I guess we better get the Mercury prepped for our guests.
Wait, who is going to wash these dishes? Anybody?
Sorry, Vlad. We have to get the ship ready.
And I need to help coordinate the BAT docking to the Mercury.
Okay, I see how it is. Let Vlad do all the cooking. Let Vlad clean up.
So glad you're volunteering. George, could you please initialize the life support systems on my ship?
Life support systems initialized. Interior temperature returning to standard room temperature. Do you wish to return to onboard power?
Negative. We'll continue to slave power off the station. Please check the charge status on our backup batteries.
Power levels nominal. All systems are green.
Copy. All systems green.
Welcome back to the central module. I deduce that you enjoyed your organic intake.
If you're asking about the chow, it was pretty good, considering we're in a big tin can floating in space.
It's a shame you can't experience the joy of a really good meal.
I do not require sustenance. However, my analysis indicates that eating is not only an essential function for providing fuel for your bodies, but it can also be a social event and a psychological form of pleasure.
Kind of like when you get a recharge.
My power source is nuclear. It will be 40 of your years before I need recharging.
George, I'm ready to board.
Opening transfer hatch. I will be standing by to assist.
Standing? How are you going to do that without legs? And in zero G.
I detect a feeble attempt at humor. Ha, ha, ha.
I'll be here all week.
But according to my information...
More humor, George. I'm afraid I exceeded your ability to get it.
It is more likely that you've exceeded your ability to bring it.
Tam, here's the remainder of your fee.
Thank you, Lenora. It was a pleasure doing business with you. And you, sir, I hope your breathing gets better.
My apologies for this respirator. It takes me a couple of days to adjust to Titan IV's atmosphere.
That's quite all right. I understand completely.
Are you sure you can't spare some time to eat and drink with us?
Again, I appreciate the offer, but I'm expecting a quick turnaround. Hopefully our cargo load for Boldabar is ready for loading.
Well then, I'll leave you to it. We'll be at the Spaceport Grill should you change your mind.
The Spaceport Grill? Huh. I recommend you stop at the duty-free shop first for some antacids.
Thanks for the heads up, but I've eaten here before and I know what not to order. Safe travels then.
Thank you, and if you ever need transport again, contact me.
We will. I can't risk someone identifying you. There was a lot of publicity about your impending trial on Titan III.
My trial? I wonder how that guard is doing impersonating me.
I'm sure they figured out what happened by now, which makes it even more critical that we get to the Western Continent.
In what form of transportation have you arranged to get us there?
We just left it.
I like the way you think, Lenora. It has been my plan all along to take the Ulysses at some point. How do you propose we do this? There's only three of us, and at least seven of them.
This is my home, Master. I have loyal friends who will assist us.
Can we trust them?
Like me, they are loyal to Rage. The only payment they desire is to bring Rage back to its glory and recapture the lands we lost. I have a safe house close by. We'll go there and wait for my comrades to join us. We should have plenty of time to organize before Tam departs.
Then let us not waste time. The glory of Rage awaits.
Well, you'll be happy to know that the coffee pot is spick and span ready to go.
Spick and span? Wow, did you just date yourself? Well, I do have some good news.
Don't tell me. We're getting a cappuccino machine.
Dream on. I heard that from our Philadelphia office. They're able to track down the van that is the same year and model as the one used by our suspects.
That is good news.
As we suspected, it was sold in Lancaster from a small used car lot.
Let me guess, they don't have a security camera.
No. I don't think their description will help either.
Why is that?
An elderly man, Caucasian, about 5'10", white hair, full beard and mustache, wearing older style clothes with round wired rim glasses using a cane. Now, what does that sound like to you?
Either a poor disguise or a character I watched on comedy variety show back in the day. Did they get a name?
Jeremy Parks. It's a familiar name. I just can't place it.
that seals the deal.
You know him?
Quite well. He died in 1944 in a bombing mission in the European theater.
Wait, what?
Yeah, his name has been used before. When Kate was investigating the STIP for the first time, Jeremy Parks was a suspect. He fled to Denmark and it was Kate's first case.
Right. I remember her going to Denmark. Soren told me about that in St. Louis. So the real guy was using the name Jeremy Parks. She found out who he really was after he kidnapped her. What was his real name?
Manfred Kingman. So without a doubt, this is our guy. Hopefully the lab will pull some prints. I just hope we can keep the results from Mac and Hernandez.
Well, this sort of puts us back to square one. They could have had any kind of vehicle now.
I really don't think it matters very much. We know they're aware of our supposed STIP headquarters.
And since you have your trap camera set, and Todd's people are on the job, whatever they show up in, we'll have them.
And hopefully Stefan will be able to visit his grandfather Heinrich on a permanent basis.
Good afternoon, Director.
Tony, what on earth are you doing calling me on my private line? Either you have an emergency or you need something off the record.
That would be the latter, sir. Our investigation could benefit if we knew what the relay was used for. Why is it such an important target for Rage?
Its ultimate purpose is of no importance to your case. Your mission is to track down the attempted bombers and find out if London is a target.
With all due respect, sir, I believe knowing its purpose will better help us track our suspects.
Her Majesty's Communication Center is not going to share that information, unless it becomes a matter of national security.
Well, sir, I believe we have arrived at that scenario.
What are you talking about, Agent Simon?
The relay. It's gone.
What key does the relay hold? Will the IDF be able to capture the bombing suspects before SIS? And what will become of the Ulysses and its crew? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Pirates of Titan.